I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Thunderstorms in Salt Lake City. We're reading 71 degrees. KSL's top story. A Layton man could face the death penalty in the killings of his wife and her parents.
Prosecutors in Davis County have filed capital murder charges against Jeremy Bailey, who allegedly is responsible for the triple homicide in Layton last week. Police say the 34-year-old went to the store to buy more ammunition after shooting his wife and her parents in his home. He then posted about what he had done using his late wife's Facebook before calling 911. Should the prosecution decide to push for it in the coming 60 days, he could face the death penalty. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
6 days and counting before the U.S. could default on its obligations. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, time continuing to tick by without a debt ceiling package. Republican Congressman Byron Donald says maybe the U.S. should default.
If there's not enough sense between Republicans and Democrats to get this done and do it the appropriate way, just because they want to protect their political agenda, nobody should be getting paid.
Economists largely agree that a default will be a catastrophe for the U.S. economy, resulting in spiking interest rates, military and Social Security recipients going without checks, and millions of lost jobs. Axios is reporting this afternoon the U.S. Treasury's cash balance dropped to a low of $49.5 billion today. 17 Americans on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index have a higher net worth. Memorial Day weekend is getting off to a good start at the nation's airports. Fewer than 100 flights have been canceled on this busy day. That's extremely low compared to days late in December when thousands of flights were canceled per day. And seniors in the Tar Heel State sounding the alarm about possible Medicare fraud after receiving unwanted COVID-19 tests in recent weeks.
I opened it up. I said, what the heck is this?
It annoys me that somebody's paying for it. Probably me or you.
North Carolina's Medicare office is helping consumers file appeals with Medicare. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Debt ceiling negotiations in Washington could impact people using food stamps here in Utah.
SNAP benefits, commonly known as food stamps, are part of the discussions between the president and House Speaker McCarthy. Currently, people under 50 with no dependents who are able-bodied have to work 20 hours a week to get food stamps. But that requirement could be raised to 56 years old.
This has been a rule that has been in place for a very long time. And I think our expectations in terms of how old all of us end up working before we end up retiring or stop looking for work has changed during the course of the years.
Morris Pressis with the Department of Workforce Services says there are about 6,800 households in Utah using SNAP right now. For people who would be impacted by this possible change, he says they're usually only using food stamps for 3 months at a time and rarely longer. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Weber County students are helping the homeless community in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla explains. How?
High school construction classes are building tiny homes, some of these homes being sold to the Other Side Village, a neighborhood of affordable homes built to house Utahns coming out of chronic homelessness. Students are learning hands-on construction skills and what goes on behind the scenes, like regulations and inspections.
The construction classes are also working hand-in-hand with interior design students, partnering to design the 300-square-foot homes. Remember the lifeguard shortage last summer? Well, this year, it isn't going to be nearly as bad, but Salt Lake County is still looking for some lifeguards. Calista Pearson from Salt Lake County Parks and Recreation says the job pays pretty well.
Our trained lifeguards, we pay between $14 and $18 an hour. We also pay them for the training that they do. Our swim instructors get $16 to $19 an hour. So there's a lot of opportunity, and it's just a really fun job to do for the summer.
She says many states are experiencing a shortage of lifeguards this year, but it's not a big problem in Salt Lake County. The Logan River has officially been declared a disaster area this afternoon. All recreation has been banned for the time being. The mayor of Logan has signed an executive order that lasts for 30 days. Anyone who violates the order by recreating or even showing up along the banks of the Logan River could be subject to criminal prosecution. KSL News Time 635.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.